Well, the next few days we see the transition to slightly milder weather and a return to something perhaps a little more typical for January in terms of frontal systems coming in from the Atlantic, bringing rain and some strong wind as well. For the time being, though, it's still fairly cold across Cornwall. There are one or two light showery outbreaks of rain or sleet affecting the extreme east of the county, and perhaps one or two scattered showers further west. But elsewhere, mainly dry, and there will be some bright or sunny periods also developing today. Although over Scilly, later this afternoon, becoming a little more cloudy, and here there's just a little possibility of some rain moving in as a weather front approaches. Otherwise, as I say, quite cold, light or moderate north to northeasterly winds through the day, just making it feel that bit colder as well, with maximum temperatures up around the 6 Celsius mark, 43 Fahrenheit. Overnight it'll be mostly dry, cold once more as well, with the risk of a slight frost where skies clear, mainly to the east with the lowest temperatures, maybe just below freezing in one or two places, and the risk of a few light showers affecting areas close to the south coast. These will be of rain or perhaps sleet, while the northeasterly winds will continue and will be a little bit fresher along the south coast at times as minimum temperatures drop away to about freezing. For Thursday, a few showers of rain or sleet, but still affecting the far southwest of Cornwall, perhaps, mainly dry elsewhere, cloud becoming increasingly patchy, so some bright or sunny periods developing tomorrow as well. The winds veering more to the southeast later in the day, they'll be a little fresher in the far west, and maximum temperatures tomorrow will be up to 7 Celsius, 45 Fahrenheit. Overnight into Friday, it'll be cloudy in places, some clearer spells developing. Still the chance of an isolated shower close to the south coast. Minimum temperatures likely to range from 1 Celsius to about 6 Celsius further west. The weather for Friday, well, it'll be dry, bright at first, but cloud will be quickly moving in from the west during the course of the morning. Patchy rain arriving with that for most of the county by midday, although the fronts giving that rain will be clearing to the east overnight, so becoming clearer, but also at the same time quite breezy, because the southeasterly winds will be veering to the west overnight into Saturday, increasing quite strong as well around parts of the coast and further west. Highest temperatures, though, a little bit higher than we've seen of late, 9 or 10 degrees, up to 50 Fahrenheit, and the overnight minimum above freezing at 5 Celsius, 41 Fahrenheit. Saturday will be dry in the morning, but just broken cloud. Cloud, once again, though, will be increasing steadily towards the evening on Saturday. Patchy rain and drizzle initially coming in during the evening, but then turning quite windy. There'll be outbreaks of rain, low cloud, and also fog covering the hills before clearing away to the east by dawn. The winds, as I say, freshening during the course of the day from the south or southwest. Highest temperatures 10 or 11 degrees, 52 Fahrenheit at best, and the overnight minimum 7 Celsius, 45 Fahrenheit. Sunday looks a very blustery, showery day. Low pressure dominating to the northwest of Scotland. Some of those showers heavy, quite prolonged possibly at times as well. And southwesterly winds fresh to strong, but the potential to touch gale force at times. Highest temperatures 8 or 9 degrees for Sunday, and the minimum temperature at about 5 Celsius, 41 Fahrenheit. The inshore waters forecast, the wind mainly northerly or northeasterly, 5 or 6, decreasing 4 at times, and the weather occasional rain or sleet, mainly in the east, some showers further west, the visibility moderate or good, but occasionally poor in the east.